Zimbabwe orders. Crypto firms to register and pay a $500 annual fee. Zimbabwe's government will require cryptocurrency businesses to register every year and pay an annual fee, formalizing a market that has run largely off the books since 2018. Finance Minister Mthuli Ncube issued the regulations on Friday, June 12, 2026, according to Reuters. Any business that buys, sells, transfers, or safeguards virtual assets must now register with the Financial Intelligence Unit, an anti-money laundering body that sits inside the central bank. The annual fee is set at $500. Operating without registration is now an offense. A reversal of the 2018 ban, the rules undo the posture Zimbabwe held for most of the past decade. In 2018, the country barred financial institutions from handling cryptocurrency, which did not kill demand so much as relocate it. Trading moved on to peer-to-peer platforms and informal dealer networks, where it stayed visible to no regulator and protected by no rulebook. That history matters for why this is happening now. Zimbabwe has lived through repeated currency collapses, including the hyperinflation episodes that wiped out savings and pushed citizens toward anything that held value better than the local unit. Stablecoins and Bitcoin filled part of that gap. A government that once treated crypto as a threat to monetary control is now treating it as a sector worth taxing and tracking rather than ignoring. One local trader quoted by Reuters framed the upside plainly. It is also good for traders that they no longer have to operate underground. Registration brings legal standing, and legal standing is what an informal market lacks when a deal goes wrong. The registration and fee model. The structure here is deliberately light compared with the heavier licensing regimes elsewhere on the continent. There is no minimum capital requirement disclosed in the announcement, no staking obligation, and no exchange-specific securities approval. The core ask is an annual registration with the Financial Intelligence Unit, plus the $500 payment, which puts every covered firm inside the anti-money laundering perimeter. That design choice signals the priority. Zimbabwe wants names, addresses, and a paper trail more than it wants to throttle the business. Tying registration to the AML unit means the data flows towards sanction screening and suspicious transaction reporting, the same machinery that the Financial Action Task Force pushes member states to build. For anyone running on-ramps, off-ramps, or custody inside Zimbabwe, the practical effect is a compliance line item and a yearly filing. For people who spend from their own wallet using peer-to-peer liquidity, the change is more about the counterparties they buy from than their own holdings. A registered dealer carries a paper trail. An unregistered one is now breaking the law. Part of an African regulatory wave, Zimbabwe is not moving alone. It joins South Africa, Nigeria, Kenya, and Mauritius, all of which have built or tightened crypto rules over the past 2 years. The backdrop is volume. Sub-Saharan Africa recorded more than $205 billion in blockchain transactions between July 2024 and June 2025, a figure large enough that governments can no longer treat the activity as fringe. The region's adoption is driven by problems that crypto happens to address: unstable local currencies, expensive cross-border remittances, and limited access to dollar accounts. Many users hold dollar-pegged stablecoins precisely because the local alternative loses value. Regulators across the continent are landing on a similar answer, which is registration and AML oversight, rather than outright prohibition, because prohibition already failed to stop the flows. The same logic shapes how card issuers expand. A registration regime gives a crypto card or payment provider a clear path to operate legally in a market, the way Nigeria, Kenya, and South Africa each became reachable once their frameworks existed. Zimbabwe's $500 door is now open, even if the foot traffic through it will take time to build. Crypto markets reacted to none of this. Bitcoin traded at $63,158 as of June 13, 2026, down 0.15% on the day, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 19, deep in extreme fear territory. A single country registration rule does not move global prices, but it does change the ground rules for an entire user base that has relied on staying invisible.